Next is a progress note on Carol Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Place was the Pines of Burton, assisted living. Date was August 24th, 2022. New paragraph, Mrs. Thomas was seen because of edema of her feet, period. She also has COPD and hypertension, period. She was found today to have COVID-19 infection. New paragraph, history. Ms. Thomas herself denied major complaints, period. The staff was most concerned about her legs, and on the left leg, there's edema, but also redness surrounding it, period. It was not severely tender or painful, but it was red, and definitely more than the other leg, and is in the lower third of the calf, period. There's no clear aggravating factors, period. New paragraph, it's known that she has COVID, and she tested positively today, but can't recall how long she may have had symptoms, period. She denied a cough, but I did actually see her cough at the bedside, period. She also denies dyspnea, even though she has COPD, but she wasn't short of breath, period. Her hypertension is stable, actually slightly elevated, 146. Over 68, period. She denies headache or chest pain or any cardiac symptoms, period. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill and is adequately nourished. Head and neck is unremarkable. Oral mucosa is normal. Neck supple. No palpable nodes. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraocular movements are intact. Lungs had a rare crackle in the bases, but otherwise were clear to percussion and auscultation, period. There's no accessory muscle use of breathing. Any vascular, normal S1-S2, no gallop. She has 2 to 3+ edema of her legs, which appears chronic, period. Fetal pulses are palpable, period. There is redness of the right calf and shin, about a third of the way up, period. It's different than the rest, period. There's no open area, period. Musculoskeletal, there's no acute joint inflammation or effusion and no cyanosis. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Thomas has evidence of cellulitis, and I've ordered Keflex 250 milligrams 3 times a day for a week, period. Please elevate the legs as much as possible, period. Two, she has COVID infection, and I'm ordering Paxlovid, which is the 3 tablets twice a day for 5 days, period. Three, she has hypertension, and I will continue lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, plus amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, plus hydrochlorazide 25 milligrams daily, period. She has dementia, and I will continue tenapidil 5 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.